pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have everybody present tonight. We'll start with agenda item number 2, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Does anybody have public comment about items on this agenda at this time? All right, we'll move to item number 3, approval of the minutes for October 12th, 2021.
I motion that we approve the minutes for October
12th. All in favor of the approval of the minutes for October 12th?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. We'll move to the approval of the agenda for today, November 9th, 2021.
I move that we approve the agenda for November 9th, 2021.
All four?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we'll move to item number 5, informational items. We'll first receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Thank you very much. We'll read from Metro.
I do. Metro. One of the things that I do want to come here normally is pretty much the standard, right? All good news. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask me. This makes me feel a little different because I'm going to try to incorporate a lot of the other townships towards the end of the year. I'm going to try to make a habit of it. Kind of give a people an unofficial overview of what we do with on a kind of a yearly basis calendar year. I'm going to do it, you know, that October, November, December before the holidays. With that said, I'm pleased with how City Valley is right now. Again, it's off the top of my head. What we've dealt with this year, with the exception of one family disservice call, probably didn't go the way it should have. Very minor in nature, the things that we feel. That's always a good sign. Where that comes from, I'm not sure, because when you look at years past, sometimes it's kind of a high and low, where sometimes we're out here all the time dealing with maybe a violent encounter, and we go back down. This year has been kind of flat. One of the things that I've seen, and I know it has been brought up in this meeting, is the reports and citations that have come across my desk regarding noise complaints. Now, noise complaints will always stand the test of time, right? It's just one of those things. It doesn't mean that we can't have some kind of impact. And when the fines start accumulating for these people and we start taking DJ equipment, you'll see them. So that's kind of what we're at right now. Any questions? Two things that were brought to my attention. One, apparently you guys are having a flurry of dogs getting hit in the roadways. Is that pretty accurate? I don't want to use the phrase again, but a dog getting hit by a car is always going to stand the test of time. It's kind of one of those things that we deal with the community. A couple things that we can adjust or try to work in to lessen the what you guys are seeing out here. It's kind of a twofold thing. One, leash law has to go into effect. We all understand that owners, some owners of dogs aren't responsible. Right? So we have to figure out how we're going to find those dog owners. Because we deal with a dog, it's got no leash, it's got no chip. What do we do with it? Put it down. So we got to figure that out as far as the leash law goes on that side. Another thing is speed enforcement. that will always be a dynamic, regardless of what time you're working. Yes, sir. So those are things that we can look into. Fall back on the speed thing on Saturdays. You guys have a raceway out here. Apparently on that Sandy Valley curve where it switches over to Kingston, people are just flying to get there. That has been brought to my attention and it will be addressed. So with that said, if anybody has any questions, I'll probably take the time and answer anything that you guys might have. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. I will receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools regarding recent news, upcoming activities and events. You know, we finished, as far as sports goes, we finished up our fall season, and we're gearing up for basketball season, which will start in December. Actually, practice will start next week, but games will start in December. I don't know if there's anything else. No. All right, we'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation.
Whatever you want to call it. So we have new air, so hopefully we won't have any more problems with the heat and cooling in the building. And they came in and did some setup for the problem. Oh, yeah, they came in and did our food. They cut the dead tree down and ground the stump up, and then kind of put on the other trees and set them down.
All right, thank you. We'll receive a report from Valley Electric.
Regarding solar power, please, if you are thinking about solar, please buy it from yourself through the co-op. Also, since Kelly Hodge retired, we do not have a resident lineman. We will have, it still says we will have timely service. So otherwise we don't have a resident anymore. So of course it's going to take a little bit longer to get service from Pahrump. There is assistance available to income eligible households to receive help with your internet through VCA. If anyone has questions, they can contact Terry D'Antonio, and she gave a number, so if anybody's interested, I can give you that number. And that was it.
Thank you. And we'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
All right, I just have a few things to share. I think everybody's seen the Family Dollar is happening. They're working on the grading. They are hauling down from, I think it's the old dump area. They're hauling down gravel and fill for the site. And they, when you do construction, you have to have water. And we don't have a source where someone can buy water here, so they are working with the motocross track to get water from there, which was actually a really good solution to the situation because I didn't know where else to send them, so it worked out well. So yeah, I know there's been talk about that people were taking the water out of town. The water's not leaving town. It's used for keeping the dust down. Skate park, I turned in the information that I got from the boys when they told me about what they wanted from the skate park. Parks and Rec is putting together a estimate right now. And so when we get an estimate and see where it is, it'll determine how soon we may be able to get it. So I'll report back as soon as we know more on that. Public Works, I sent the information about the trail to Dennis Cedarberg. I haven't gotten an update on that yet. They are working on paving part of Jade, which is something we've been asking for years. That was on the priority list for budget requests, so they're working on that. I don't have an update on the pass. I was not able to get that information. We are working on a big winter festival for the community. It's all of our groups. It's Sandy Mesquite, it's the county, it's 4-H, Parks and Rec. Every group that has something going on for the holidays, we're doing it all at once. It's going to be December 4th. We're going to have a light parade down Quartz, which for 9 years since I've been a liaison out here and now live here. I have wanted to do this, so we're having a light parade, and we're going to have prizes for the entries, so hopefully that'll inspire some people to enter and light up your tractor, light up your truck, your horse, whatever, and then from that'll start at 5, do the regular route just like 4th of July. From 6 to 7:30 here at the park, we're going to have games, activities, crafts, Santa, we have tree lighting. And it's all free. It's all sponsored by the county.
Carolers.
All
more churches were invited to bring all their singers.
Yep. So yeah, local churches are involved. It's really a great thing that everybody does little parts of it, and we're all bringing it all together for one big hoorah. So that'll be December 4th. Please be watching for flyers and stuff for that. It should be a lot of fun. It's we have a great group that's planning it, and we've all come up with really great ideas, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So yeah, there'll be flyers up and around soon. And there has been some talk on Facebook group about trapping. I hate coyotes like everybody else does because they want to eat my chickens. But just so you know, trapping, any kind of trapping a coyote or any kind of animal, it does require a license. Some bad information was shared about that. If you want more details about trapping, I've had to deal with this in some of my other more mountain towns. So I can bring that information next month if anybody wants more details. But trapping of coyotes, hunting of coyotes does not require any kind of permit. You can hunt them, they're vermin, but you can't use a trap without a license. So, anything else for me? Yes.
So Saturday is dumpster day. Is that fixed for this Saturday?
I don't know. There isn't a new person in.
Right.
I
know that's why
contact.
My dumpster at the past is gone. But man, I was cleaning up there for like 3 days in a row because people were throwing raw meat out there to attract everything. So
yeah.
It was lovely. But yeah, that's gone. Our whole. Okay. So I just wondered about this because that's why it gets dumped in the desert if the dumpster day doesn't happen. Mad after they loaded their trucks and trailers, so I'm hoping. But maybe you can check on it before Saturday.
I would hope that people wouldn't just load up a trailer and be like, oh, well, there's no dumpster, I'm just going to dump it in the desert.
I would hope so,
but,
too, but
okay.
Just rumor has it.
Okay.
Well, that dumpster day that happened, it was on a Thursday, I believe. I went to that one, and I ended up they were already waiting there from 7 a.m., so they already had like 2-3 hours waiting there. Luckily, the truck did show up after like the hour that I was there.
And that was an error. There's been change up at Republic Services, and there was some miscommunication.
Yeah.
And so that one was just a fluke thing,
so
and they had sent him to the wrong place.
They did shut down exactly at 12. They didn't wait anymore, even though it was their mistake and not anybody else's. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of, I mean, even though the dumpsters were already, there were 2 dumpsters and the people that were already there kind of maximized it, they did it. No other people past the hour were able to do anything else.
Maybe we need to have the hours longer, too.
Yeah. And this one was inconvenient because it was actually on a Thursday. They say that on a Saturday, it's actually more people show up because they have more time available for it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, my contact who was really great to work with is no longer there. So I don't even know. Nobody knows about.
And for the
this.
Information that I knew, because it's my first time, I already have 2 months living here. I went to the press and the people that I was talking to. The Republic guy that does show up there, they say that he's very responsible and he cares about what people throw in the trash and that he's able to answer any questions and he's just, he cares about the trash, people going there and throwing their trash and waste responsibly. So he's there willing to help, but unfortunately, it was, like you said, it was a mistake.
The dumpster, the guy that was bringing them called me, and he was in Mountain Springs and was confused. And so he'd come all the way back and then back down. So, I mean, I know we get frustrated with Republic, but when you work with individual people, they're pretty amazing, the work that they do.
I think the people that work here are good.
Yes.
The people in Arizona.
Oh, the customer service is terrible. That is a given. The customer service is terrible. Yes.
Bring them on time at 8 o'clock. They're filled long before noon.
Okay, well then maybe they need to switch out 3 times.
More often, bring out another additional 2 minutes to exchange. Right. Bring in the hours is good.
Okay. All right. Anything else for me? Oh, sorry.
Who do you see about getting rid of daylight savings?
Benjamin Franklin.
Let me tell you, I would love that too.
I'm about that. Just a follow up on something that was talked about a couple of months ago. What's the status on the two wells over here? Have they been fixed yet?
I haven't heard differently, and Ken keeps me very apprised of what's going on with the wells. So my understanding is they're all up and running now.
Secondly, potholes. Mm-hmm. Not so much in the middle of the street, right over here on the corner, there's three big potholes. You go around, you break an axle, we'll lose a tire. All up and down the entire zigzag, the aprons on the side of the roads are all eroded. And if the county gets at it now, they can fix it for a reasonable price. They leave it over the winter, they may wind up having to pave sections of the zigzag because it's going to get all broken up.
Okay.
They don't get to it now.
So I will share that information with Public Works, but I have to tell you that they don't live out here. They don't drive that road all the time. So if there are ones that are bad, you need to send them in. Let me know about them. Take a picture. Send it to me. We have a really cool app called, I'll think of it.
Send a picture to you?
Yeah, you can send a picture to me, but we have a really cool app, and I just spaced on it, where you can take the picture, and it'll, like, geolocate it, and you can send it in, and it, Fix It Clark County, that's what it is, Fix It Clark County. So, yeah, if you have the app, you can take the picture, and it'll send it, and say, tell them exactly where it is. So they don't know that it's a problem unless someone tells them. They don't drive everywhere in Clark County every day. So, help us to help you. Okay, anything else? Starbucks is happening. I talked to the head of Bentar that's building it, and they ran into some problems, which I know it's not a surprise. I thought it was so weird that they didn't tear down the whole building and start over. But they've run into some hiccups, but yeah, it's moving along.
What happened to when the lights went off?
Envy Energy was down in Sloan, Dean, Prim here for several hours. I don't know why either.
When that's happened before and it's not a storm, I know one time it was a truck ran into a pole to get out. So they got it back up sooner than they thought they would. So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't hot.
I have a question. Yeah. Because I've been living here 2 months, my husband has been working odd hours. Sometimes he goes in at noon, and then on the same day, he'll end up going at midnight or at 2 in the morning, and he goes in at 4 in the morning. And he brought to my attention, since you had mentioned the road, my husband mentioned that when he does the turn, because it's a zigzag paved road, that not every road has the adequate the signs to make a turn are not properly set everywhere. And since it's pitch black out there, on some of the turns, he has come close to missing the road. So I don't know who to speak about that, or if the sign to turn can be...
You mean as you're going up and down the...
arrows? Like the arrows?
Yellow sign arrows. Some of them are feet away from the actual turn. And some of them are placed properly, but it's very pitch
But I don't know, most of those roads go through. So not everybody's turning, some are going through. So I don't know what the rules are on those arrows. Like at the end of Court's down here, it doesn't go through, so there's those arrows. But I'll put in the request.
People still go straight.
Oh, I know. But, so I'll send it in and have them look at it.
Yeah, some of them are beforehand, like way before. I know on Papago and it turns into Mark, I think. That one has three, four signs, which is kind of good. But then when you're gonna turn from Marble to Fishy, the sign is way up front before the turn. And there's no other sign in front of Fitchy. So some of them are offered.
Well, and TV actually goes out towards the sod farm, so I don't know.
No, going up.
Okay. Yeah, there's a home right there.
Yeah. Like it's faster. Yeah, and I'll see what the rules are on that.
Yeah.
I don't know since they technically, even though it's paved and it turns, the roads do go all the different directions.
Yeah,
so. Okay, anything else?
All right, thank you. Ken, I noticed you came in. I don't know if you wanted to add anything to the volunteer fire department report.
On October 15, medical calls, one mental aid, and one fire instructor. We have one of our very volunteers pass on us. He was taken out a pretty short time. He was out here for about 5 months. He was riding his motorcycle and ended up on it at home. So he will be sorely missed. For that, I don't have anything else.
All right, thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number 6, planning and zoning. This is UC-21-0564-Edwards, Christopher and DeMunvern Edwards, Lindy use permit to allow accessory uses and structures prior to a permitted principal structure, residence on 2.1 acres in a rural open land zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Jasper Avenue and Paiute Street within Sandy Valley. Do we have a representative of that? Yeah.
I'm Christopher Edwards, this is my wife. We bought out here, I think it's been about a year and a half, and with Megan's counsel, we've been trying to navigate the system to get some use out of our land before we build residents out there. So at this time, we're requesting the ability to. I built a well shed, come to find out that it was allowed by the county. So I have that. I have a small 4x4 shed, so the girls can use the restroom. It's a portable toilet, plus I have a septic tank out there. And a 20-foot conex box. That's what we're looking to improve. I have a site plan if anyone's interested in seeing that.
Now, this is just for your residents. You're not running a business or anything.
Nope. I would like to get some kind of groundwork laid before we build out there. Maybe get some bushes, trees, something along the fence line.
But this is strictly a residential. What do you ask me? What do you want? What do you want from us?
I was sent here in the county. They put it on your agenda.
Just a use permit.
To leave the shipping container, the shed, and the well house.
Mm-hmm. Right. So in Clark County, you can't. The rule is you need to have extra stuff. You have to have the main thing, which is the house. So to have a shipping container, to have a shed, anything. You have to have a use permit. And unfortunately, of all the properties out here, somebody called in, Chris says, I don't know why.
Somebody's hassling
me. I know.
Well, I have a RV out there, and that's been since removed. You know, we were staying out here during this whole pandemic thing. We love it. Us and the kids, and we're enjoying it. So that had to move. There was no advantage about that. But also, through neighbors and all that,
and this is not unusual. Many many people have come through, like people at the airport that want to build their hangar before they build their house. This is the process you have to go through. And probably hundreds of people do it, and then Chris got somebody called in on it. So it wasn't me.
Well, do we have any comments?
Regarding my shipping container on my land, we already removed it. We were trying to keep it, and we were going to do the same steps that they did to use our land. We were not aware. We're new to Clark County. We only have a year. And we ended up finding out about Sandy Valley through my husband's co-worker, and we just did everything fast. We got excited. buying the land, because we acquired the land in January, and it was finalized on our name in February, and we were coming down from Vegas doing the hour drive, and I have 4 kids, so, and then I have an SUV to be more comfortable on the Dodge Durango. We couldn't fit tools to come and clean the property, meaning to bring down the thorn bushes and stuff like that. We were only doing cleaning, so we acquired the shipping container and we were only storing our tools in. And we were trying to take the steps, but unfortunately, my husband's work slowed down significantly. And they told us, we went to different offices in South County, the building permit, the coding office, and they told us, since you guys don't have a home there, in order for you guys acquire a land, if you hadn't put a shipping container there, you were gonna have to pay about $600 to start using your land. But since you already have a citation regarding you already having a shipping container on your land without having the permit, you're gonna have to do a $900 fine, and then you're still gonna do the two town meetings. You're gonna have to do this.
Okay.
You're gonna have to do that. And
so
being you, it's all confusing.
Right. So let's finish his, and then I'll talk a little bit more about that.
Okay. Does anybody have any comments on this particular property?
The 2.1 acres, you can build on that property, right, Megan?
Yeah.
You have to have
2.5. Yeah. No, you have to have 2.
No, 2.5 was the easement.
Right.
Straight.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
good. Thank you.
Okay. Any other?
Yeah, you know, this kind of situation has been going on for 20, 30 years out here. And you all know where Valley Electric's office is, of course. The house to the east of that.
Well, is this about his property here?
This is about their property.
Okay.
Anyway, the owner of that property called me about a year and a half ago because there's a camper there. We were doing a car crush. Wanted to know if I could take the camper out of there. But he got turned in by code enforcement also, just like they did. A year and a half, and they haven't busted his chops. They go to these people here, have a nice clean lot, and they bust their chops and threaten them if they don't take the 20-foot shipping container. Oh.
What has happened is an individual has turned them in.
Yeah.
Somebody
else. Yeah, an individual turned that guy in also. And with about 5 other people. But they let him get away with it, but they bust their chops, and that's not fair. Unequal playing of a war. It's terrible out here. We're trying to bring people out to this community and make them feel welcome. And then code enforcement goes and says, you know, do it this way.
Okay.
Don't bother that guy.
Okay. Does anybody have any issues with this permit here? Because this we're going off on a lot of tangents and opinions, which are more appropriate for the public comment period. So
I suggest you approve it.
Okay.
Let them do what they want to do.
Okay. Does anybody have any comments on this particular property? Okay.
Now I would like to make a motion that we approve his permit use.
All in favor of the approval of the use permit being approved?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, all are in favor.
This is a good opportunity to talk about this. We are getting ready to rewrite Title 30. So if this is something you feel strongly about, which it sounds like you do, get involved with the process. But this is a really difficult topic because you guys are coming out and you're probably doing it very responsibly. Mm-hmm. We have people that come out that hook up RVs and live illegally in a dangerous situation and then acquire stuff, and then it's a fire hazard, and then they've set up a whole property living there without any permits, with junk, it's a difficult one because I just got a list from a concerned resident, 23 properties that have RVs and double wides, single wides on them. Not one of them has a permit for anything on their property. Not one. So it sucks for you guys when you're trying to do it right, and it sucks for people who have people moving in that aren't doing it right. So it's just something to think about because I'm seeing both sides of it. It might be where the code could allow someone to have like a single shed or a single shipping container for 6 months, for a year, you know, to put some limits on it. One of the other problems we're having right now, and this is something that I have to look into, is we have people out here that are getting properties ready, getting permits for a 30-day temporary. Then the electric is hooked up for 30 days. They never shut it off. And then people are able to move in and set up a whole property without any permits or anything. So I hear all the time, live and let live, and that's great, until it's a dangerous situation, until we have things that are causing problems with the noise complaints, things like that. So this is a very delicate situation, and I'm trying to navigate it on both sides right now. So, I don't know where that is, I'm sure.
I have a comment. I know that the person, I heard about the person that has called in and said about our shipping containers being in the nest. I also don't know the person, but I've heard rumors and people talk saying that the person that is calling in, their property is actually not clean. Like, our properties are vacant, they're clean, you know. We're trying to do the right thing. We want to move in here. We want to build a home. Mm-hmm. But also, the person that is calling in are just people that are not keeping up with their property as well, which...
Right. And that is the case a lot of times. And just so you know, code enforcement does not go looking for problems. They do not drive around and make lists because they would never leave their own home, their own street. You know, I mean, they don't go looking for problems. Code enforcement only responds to complaints. So just so you know, if you see a car, they're not driving around looking for problems.
Anybody who has turned in 23 properties... too much time.
No, these were not turned. These were not turned in. These were not turned in as code enforcement cases. This was concern of a growing problem, and it is. There's more to it, but
before I had my shipping container, before I had the notice, we were coming in because my husband wasn't working, so we were coming periodically. We did see code enforcement driving around. We did see code enforcement stopping at every other property and looking around and taking notes.
They may have complaints on them. Because if someone called in yours, they probably called another.
Because the person that I saw him stop at is a resident here, and they you could tell that they have been here for years, and they were stopping, and they were just taking notes on this property. But this property, I know for a fact that they have been established for years. So I really don't know.
But someone could still call on an established property.
I have to tell you, of those 23 that I got, it is a problem. So it'd be nice if we could build into the code something that would allow situations like yours, but keep it from becoming junkyards.
limits. Yes.
I'll give you an address after the meeting and a name. Lady was home minding her own business. I came to the door. It was a code enforcement officer. No complaint was filed against the property. Code enforcement officer took it upon himself, knocked on the door, and told the lady to clean it up. And I'll give you the name.
But that doesn't mean there was a citation.
They were going to give her a citation if she didn't clean it up.
Well, maybe there was some dangerous, something dangerous. I don't know.
There was five junk cars there.
We'll go ahead and move on. We don't have anything for general business. We'll move on to agenda item number 8. This is the time for comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up if clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. Go for it.
I just wanted to let everyone know that the Santa's Toy Box is accepting donations for toys. We also have our applications out. They are via email. So if you know of anybody or you are of need of toys for your family, please email us. It's santasandyvalleytoybox@gmail.com. We will be having a sign-up sheet in the post office also. Also, the donations are going to go through via email. So same email if you want to donate any kind of toys or if you want to pick up an angel. The angel will be going through the email instead of the angel tree. So we are looking for people donating to families. So if you want to do like 4 kids or 3 kids, just let us know what you want to do and we can help set you up with that. We also currently have a Scentsy fundraiser. So if anybody wants any information on that, you can come see me. It's all over Facebook too, I think, from the Santa's Toy Box Facebook. It's on the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department Facebook, community Facebook. My Facebook, Christine's Facebook, Kenzie's Facebook. So we are doing a Scentsy fundraiser, and the woman who is selling the Scentsy is not only giving us the percentage of the sales of the items, but she is also giving us her commission for the items. So that was very generous of her. And I believe that's it for Santa's Toy Box.
Brown, I'm going to first represent 4-H in Valley 4-H. We're a little behind this year, but we are still doing a 4-H club. We're going to meet at the park on the 14th, which is this upcoming Sunday at 2 o'clock for a brief meeting. And then now I'm representing Sandy Valley Community Church. We're going to be holding our Thanksgiving dinner at the Senior Center on November 20th. Open to all the residents. We are looking, we have a new pastor and wife this year. We're looking for some volunteers. So some of our traditional volunteers are unable to or they need to wait. So if anybody would like to volunteer in the community for that event, please call me or come find me after the meeting if you don't have time.
Thank you. Yes.
Mark Altshuler, I'm not complaining about this thing. I'm just bringing this up so it's on the record. And we may have to be confronted with something down the road. I have nothing against people smoking marijuana or growing marijuana or anything. But recently, pot farms over in California starting to present a problem. And when you drive down the zigzag, you can almost gag sometimes the wind blowing in the right direction. And that's only phase one. They're going to have 4 phases. Is this something that we should be concerned with? All the real estate values in this county will be affected by it if they don't have some kind of, control. Now, most of the stuff is being grown indoors. There is a element over there being grown outdoors. That's the problem. I just want you to be aware of this, that right now it's look into this and kind of work something out with those guys for the rest of the new boards.
Regarding the marijuana plant, since I'm new here, we take the road to go to Tulhawk because we acquire 5 goats. And when we have gone there...
If you're going to speak, I need you to let everybody know who you are. And
my name is Patricia Reynoso. I live on 2755 Tucson. We have, like I said, we acquire 5 goats. And when we're out there, we have driven to Tulhawk. And we've accidentally taken the road because not every road is maintained properly. And we have bumped into their marijuana plantation, and their security guards are very hostile because they don't want nobody around their property. But we just didn't know that the streets are closed because before they used to have, there was a road that used to lead up there, and now it's like they're literally shut down from all sides. So you literally have to go down a certain exit. So they're just very hostile at that ranch now.
Do we have any other public comments? Dale
Reed, Happenings, I'm on 87508. Okay, I'm going to rattle these off. Potluck fundraiser we had on October 23rd to help benefit store and stuff, raised $570. That was given to Amy and her husband. 50-50 drawing that the Legion, American Legion sponsored, raised, the winner got $221.50 and Store and Stuff got $221.50. And the person who won, she donated an additional $100 to Store and Stuff. So that was about $900 that we were able to give to them to help keep them open. This Thursday, Veterans Day at 11 o'clock outside Idle Spurs at the Flag, we're going to have a ceremony at 11:11. And followed by hamburgers and hot dogs, feeding the community from the American Legion. Also, there will be no Christmas cafe for 2021. A lot of the same things are going to happen at the December 4th event, including free food and lots of fun things. And lastly, I attend a weekly business networking group every Thursday in Vegas. We have a gal who's part of Answer for Cancer, and they're doing a shoe drive. So for the next few weeks, if anyone has excess shoes, you can contact me or meet with the post office, the senior center, and I'll make sure she gets them for the people with cancer living shoes. That's from babies to adults. Thank you very much.
What was the name of that again?
Answer for Cancer.
Can I add one more thing? I'm sorry.
Sure.
What if I have to remember what I was going to add while I'm writing? Hold on. Oh, there's something about this toy box. Hold on. I can't write and think at the same time. Never mind. I know something about... Yes. At the Winter Festival, also, Santa Toy Box is also receiving free... or accepting new toys on that night, too. So we'll be at the fire station accepting a donation for new toys.
Comments by the public? All right, so our next meeting date will be
December 14th at 7:30.
Thank you. December 14th?
December 14th.
Thank you very much, and we'll go ahead and adjourn. Appreciate that, Lori.